Hey, you. NASA.
Give me the cyber razor cut.
A cyber razor cut.
Yeah!
You're listening to the Cyber Razor Cut on Radio Sega.
Oh, me sandwiches!
Hello, 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 ladies and gentlemen, Lewis Clark, aka Sonic Yoda from Sega Driven, back once again with another episode of the Cyber Razor Cut, live on Radio Sega, and I'm joined with my good friend Sean. Say hello, Sean.
Whoa, I don't have an alias.
He doesn't need one. Sean is my best mate, and
Yay!
We've been in a band together, and lived together, and done lots of awesome shit together. So yes, that's Sean for you, and he is going to partake in conversation at in intervals between songs. Right, so I think we need to talk about Christopher Evan Welch, which I mentioned last week. So the voice actor, or supposed voice actor, of Tails from Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog apparently died last week, age 48. As people from SegaBits looked into, it would appear that this is not the same Christopher Welch that did voice Tails. So at the time, many people were getting him confused because there wasn't a lot of information regarding his passing, but now it would appear that this isn't the same person, because he is, one, too old to have voiced Tails at that age, and yeah, it would appear that it's just a bit of a coincidence that there is another Christopher Welch that was voicing Tails. So yes, obviously a horrible passing, because anybody passing at 48 is not a good thing, but it isn't the voice actor of Tails, basically, is what we're trying to get at here. So yes, bit of a strange one, that. Quite a bizarre story there, but yeah.
Back when Morgan Freeman died last week.
Everybody has made that terrible fucking joke. Stop it now. Right, okay, more music. Let's have some columns. And we're back. You just heard the Shenmue medley, which Audio Sprites remixed, and prior to that we had Razor's Columns theme, the Blue Square mix specifically. So at the moment we're kind of being a bit disappointed by Naruto Ultimate Ninja Storm 3, because, yeah, it's not much of a sequel, let's put it that way. It's just more of the same, which the previous game was also more of the same. So yeah, we can see where this series is going. it's not really doing much new, which is an unfortunate thing, because we do like this series quite a bit.
Sad face. I like more of the same thing, because it's really cool, but yeah.
There needs to be at least some sort of progression, because
it's all your story, I suppose.
Yeah, but that's all you're playing it for, and if you're only going to be playing a game for story, then you might as well just be watching the series.
I suppose we haven't actually got to the bits where the new bits are, technically, like the new characters haven't shown up yet.
Yeah, no, that is a fair point.
But they have shoved a lot of the characters to the sidelines, with just like, oh, you can't play as them, but you can have them as backup. And I'm like, oh, okay. I thought, oh, they were really cool in the series, but no.
Yeah, not great, let's put it that way. I mean, it's still as tight, like the gameplay is still great, it's really good
so
fun.
Pretty.
And it is a very, very pretty game. But yeah, just not a lot new to offer, unfortunately. Right, other Sega-based news. So there's an update for Sonic Lost World available. So yeah, it seems weird that Nintendo games now have updates, but there you go. And it's quite a big one. So I've got the details here. So collecting 100 rings will now grant you an extra life. Yeah. The new Sonic game didn't do that until recently.
Oh, sort of the Mario thing.
Yeah, well, no, they've always that all Sonic games have always been 100 rings, extra life. But oh, for some reason, the new one, nope.
Obviously, it sucks. Yeah. I never get them.
But yeah, seriously, you die a lot in the new one, so that would really help. right, in the event of a game over, we doubled the amount of lives the player will begin with, from 5 to 10. A little bit more generous. Color powers can now be controlled using the analog stick and buttons instead of the gamepad. Fixed a graphical issue that would appear sometimes during the pinball section of the Frozen Factory scenery area. Additional updates. When completing the Nightmare DLC, users will be notified when they can replay it after scoring 100,000 points. That's quite handy, because I didn't realise that was what happened. And items will now appear on the world map. I'm not entirely sure what that means. I thought they did already. But yeah, there you go. Updates available for Lost World. And the live stuff is quite a handy bit of kit, that, because yeah, bloody difficult game at times, it can be.
So they just basically Devil May Cry special edition it. Easy mode now.
Yeah, giving you an easy mode straight off the bat, but it's free. Can't be bad. Right, okay, speaking of Sonic, let's have some Sonic. Did I actually add any Sonic? Ooh, I might not have put any Sonic in here.
Professionalism.
Yeah, totally. I was trying to avoid the Sonic, because there's so many Sonic remixes. It was just like, it really takes over the playlist a little bit. Right, okay, let's not have Sonic then. Let's have some Super Hang-On, because I've been playing that a lot. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Cyber Razor Cut.
Hello, I'm Sven. We'll be right back.
And welcome back. So that was Paper Covers Gun, which is a Comic Zone remix by Dr. Manhattan. And prior to that, we had Sixto Sound's Burn Baby Burn, which is Outride, a Crisis from Super Hang-On, which I've been playing a lot because it's been re-released on 3DS as a 3D version of the arcade original. And it's bloody good as well, I must say. Speaking of those, Japan have announced that they're going to be releasing a second wave of 3D Sega classics on the 3DS eShop, and the first is going to be Afterburner 2, which I think will lend itself very well. So yeah, looking forward to that. Hopefully get some Outrun, could deal with some Outrun in the old 3DS. I like to take Outrun with me wherever I go. But yeah, no, they've been really good, actually. What are we getting this week as well? Because there's a new two games every week. I should probably go and check the upcoming list. Right, so we will be getting Echo the Dolphin and Galaxy Force 2 tomorrow, in fact. So yeah, I've been buying them all so far, so I'm looking forward to giving them a go. I don't think I've ever played Galaxy Force 2, so that'll be quite an interesting one. But yeah, I don't know how Echo should look. Kind of weird with the 3D enabled. I assume it's just the same as Sonic, where you have like the layers are further away from you. But yeah, no, they've been a good series so far, and well worth checking out if you have a 3DS. So yeah, anything to add? I mean, I haven't even shown you them. I should probably go and check them. Yeah, no, they're really good. Honestly, I'll give you a look. But yeah, right. Okay. What do we want to listen to? I want to listen to Ristar. return once again. You just heard Jose the Bronx Recon and his rather awesome Revenge of Shinobi Corner of Sunset and Keys remix. And prior to that, you heard Dusk and Rexy with their awesome Stars and Ice Ristyle remix. I seem to have lost Sean to the depths of 3D Altered Beast.
Fucking Altered Beast.
Altered Beast is boss. A bit bizarre that they chose to port the Mega Drive version and not the arcade one, which I think is a little bit superior.
But have you even played that?
No, the arcade version you'd like. I've got that elsewhere, so I'll show you that afterwards. But yes, right. Otherwise in the news, hey, there's been new characters added to Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed. Everyone's favourite character has finally been added. Simon from Yogscast! Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if I've got any faces left to palm after seeing that. This is just like the most bizarre thing I think that's ever been added. He's not free either, which is even more just like, why would anybody pay £3 to add a not Sega character to your Sega racing game?
I told you to say that polar bear from Sonic Fighters.
which would have been even more relevant, let's put it that way. It's so bizarre. Right, someone also has also reminded me that I am supposed to be doing a slot for Project 24 on Sunday. Now, we may have entered a bit of a problem here, because at the moment I'm covering for my good friend Catbird, who runs a show on Bloodstock Radio called Catbird Sunday Roasting. So, I'm covering that for the next few weeks, and unfortunately, it means that I'm now clashing with the time that I was supposed to be allotted to on Project 24. So, I'm really sorry to KC, because he's having to actually try and rejig the lineup a little bit to allow me to do it. It's causing a bit of a bit of a headache. I'm really sorry to have done that to you, buddy, but unfortunately I can't really get out of doing Bloodstock, because it's not just me doing it from my bedroom. I actually have to go into central London and go to an actual radio studio and do it properly. So yeah, hopefully, fingers crossed, I can still be involved in it. Otherwise, I'll record something in advance, and then that can go out in my slot. I don't know. We'll see what happens, guys. But hopefully, don't know what's going to happen with that one. But yes, if you're desperate for some more Cyber Razor Cut, I'll be back next Wednesday. So yeah, unfortunately, though, I might not be available for Project 24, which is sad because I did want to be involved in it. But hey ho, real life does get in the way, I'm afraid. Right, let's take things off that sad note and actually play some music. So enjoy some Space Harrier.
You're listening to the Cyber Razor Cut.
Oh, it's ever so good.
AD-2101. War must begin.
I need a status report.
Self-destruct sequence has been initiated.
We've got an incoming transmission.
What? Patching it through.
Deactivation of command function override requires altitude clearance.
You. How are you, gentlemen? We have successfully acquired your base of operations. Prepare to be destroyed.
1 minute to box destruct.
How dare you? Your time has run out. Savor your final moments.
This is someone's idea of a practical joke, right?
Captain, what should we do?
Arm every SIG for deployment. Initiate launch sequence. Open the pod bay doors. Justice shall be served.
And we return once again. You just heard Brandon Strader, Brush Fire, and Level 99's awesome Zero Wing remix for Great Justice, a game which spawned an incredibly famous meme, but is not well remembered for being an awesome shmup, because it is as well. And before that we had Carbohydrate M and Limitless Skies, which is a Space Harrier remix, and also very good stuff indeed. Right, the last bit of news I want to cover is it would appear that Sony Pictures has registered three domains for a Sonic movie. So we've got SonicTheHedgehog-movie.com, SonicTheHedgehog-movie.net, and SonicTheHedgehogMovie.net as well. So, yeah, it could just well be another case of blocking things so that nobody registers stuff and leads them on in the wrong path. Or they could genuinely be in talks for doing a Sonic the Hedgehog movie, which would be pretty cool if they do a CG. I'd be well up for that. Get Project get the Mars team involved, Studio Mars, I think it is, that do the Sonic cutscenes. They're always very good. I'd like more of that in a cinematic format, I think. That'd be pretty cool. But yeah, don't know what's going to happen there. As long as it isn't anything like that bloody fan film, then we're all good. because, yeah, that was a bit weird. Right, so I think we'll probably get another two songs in, and then we might have to call it days on this one. So enjoy some Golden Axe. Right, you just heard XOC and 80.3, which is a Splash Brave remix from Outrun. And before that we had Aki Arvinen and his awesome metal remake of the first stage from Golden Axe. Right, I think that's pretty much a lot from us this week. We will obviously be back next Wednesday at the same time of 8 p.m. GMT. And hopefully we should be partaking in Project 24 on Saturday. Sunday. It depends on if there's any problems with getting me a slot or not. Fingers crossed I can be involved, but if not, it's not a big deal. But yeah, thank you very much for Casey to, you know, trying to reorganise a slot for me, because I'd like to be involved, but yeah, I can imagine it's a little bit difficult when everybody's now got their slot in place and probably doesn't want to give it up. So yeah, I apologise to him for having to make him run around like that. But yeah, we'll see what happens. Anyway, thank you very much for listening once again. I've been Lewis Clark, aka Sonic Yoda. I run SegaDriven.com. Go and check out my website. There's stuff. And we've been joined by my mate Sean.
Hey! I do nothing.
He did nothing. He played Naruto, which is cool. Anyway, thank you very much for listening in, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.